Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This song. I swear to God, though, if I never hear the song again, I'd be fine with it.
It's not my favorite song.
Well, it's the song you
Alice
always hear.
Alice is like, oh, crunch. Okay, yeah. Let me pull that down.
Anything
here,
else off that,
right?
Yeah, I mean, well, you said Hotel California.
Well,
that's totally
the name,
fine.
Sure.
You played it. It's just not my favorite Eagles song.
Well, it's so funny because people will, you know, I'll be hanging out with my husband who plays guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do Hotel California. I'm like, oh, God, kill me. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's so long and ponderous.
It's all good.
Sure, it's great. It's fantastic. The Eagles, the all-new Chase Center. If you want to go, call now. Sounds like she already has her winner.
Yeah.
Oh, sheesh.
Listen, it's 9 calls. It doesn't take long. The streaming wars have officially begun, Vinny.
Okay.
Disney Plus doesn't launch until November 12th, a little less than a month from now. But yesterday they fired off some serious warning shots in the streaming wars. A very dramatic show of force. They spent 3 hours spamming Twitter with hundreds of rapid-fire tweets. They did 629 entries in 3 hours. And now individually announcing every show that is going to be available the minute you get Disney Plus. All the movies, all the TV shows, they'll all be on Disney Plus from day one. The titles were fired off chronologically by the original release date. So the first one was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs from 1937 up to their new Star Wars show, The Mandalorian, which is going to be just a TV show or series. They ended with the tweet, "We did that." Mic drop. And the announcements aren't even over yet. Stay tuned. So they spammed everybody. And I'm not
okay.
On Twitter, so I missed out on that. And then, as if that wasn't enough, they released a commercial for Disney Plus, which was 3 hours and 17 minutes long. Even longer than their Twitter thread.
Oh.
They called it, quote, "basically everything coming to Disney Plus in the U.S. And it's a video montage of every title they had just tweeted out. This, by the way, is not the longest commercial of all time. Have you guys ever heard of what the longest commercial? It's a product you're familiar with. And it was 14 hours long. A 14-hour long commercial for Old Spice.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something, some technology.
No.
Old Spice.
Brazilian Old Spice, apparently.
Mm.
It's a 14-hour long commercial in Brazil. And I guess maybe there's just nothing on TV in Brazil. And they were like, well, we'll just sell you this day of programming.
Brazilian dudes do like cologne.
Mm.
They're into
it.
Really into it.
Listen, they're so into it that one time, Edson, who is Brazilian, his Scott Caparo's husband, they come over to my house to play poker. He sits next to me. I'm like, I can't sit next to you. You're killing me. So I got him a sweatshirt to put. I'm like, I just can't take it. It's too much. I'm super, like, perfume really gets me, and cologne really just, like, bothersome. Plus, I'm a baby, so I couldn't handle it. I was like, I can't. You got to go wash your neck, and you got to put this sweatshirt on.
I love it.
Yeah, you do. You love it.
Mm-hmm.
Just
last time Edson was here, he had on a lot, and so when I hugged him,
you were wearing it.
I was wearing it, but I liked it.
See, that bums me out, because everybody wants a hug these days. And you get, now I'm wearing your cologne, too, and I already didn't. I guess it's better than getting that nuclear armpit on your shoulder.
It's cologne is better than
other stuff.
Stink.
Yeah.
B.O.
Yeah. Well, the problem is a lot of times people put on a bunch of cologne to cover their stink, and now I'm getting both.
Hmm.
Oh. It's like, this is delightful.
Wow.
Anyway. 14-hour-long Brazilian Old Spice commercial debuted in late 2018. That holds the Guinness Book of World Records. So this 3-hour, 17-minute-long Disney Plus commercial, not even a contender. I don't know if anybody watched that whole 3-hour ad. I can't imagine. I just don't have time for that kind of thing. They're just flexing their muscle, reminding everybody how big their library is.
When's that starting again?
November 12th. They all the Marvel movies, too.
Yep.
So all the Avengers stuff is going to be
all
on there.
All of it is theirs.
Yeah, that's going to, you know, it's going to be hard to say no to it.
Mm.
You know? I might have to get that. I don't know. I'll wait to see if they've got some
Someone,
series
just
I
sent in
watch.
A text. 707 says some TVs and services won't have Disney Plus. Make sure your TVs or systems are supported.
Yeah, it's an app. It's a streaming service. It's like Netflix. You know, you don't need a TV to have Netflix.
Right.
You know, although these days smart TVs, it's all integrated. So if you have it, you can pull it up and put your password in, and it's like an interface for it. I don't really know what any of those words mean. But all I do know is that somehow on my TV I can get all these apps.
Really?
It just says games and apps, so I click that, and there's all my, you know, streaming services. And I subscribe to freaking, it seems like all of them. Speaking of Avengers, Hawkeye from the Avengers.
Yeah, what
is up? He
is
having a bad time with this ex-wife of his.
Oh, let me hear this.
Well, let me give you the picture of her. Sunny is her name.
Sunny?
S-O-N-N-I. Sunny Pacheco.
she's
cute.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
So his ex-wife Sonny and Jeremy Renner they're battling over their six-year-old daughter Ava. Sonny wants sole custody with monitored visitation for Jeremy because she says he's a substance abuser and is under the influence when he has their daughter.
Is he?
I don't know.
What does he say? Is he not saying?
I'm sure he's saying no. Right. He wants sole custody too. He says she is a sex addict who carves. I guess she's a sculptor. She's like an artist. And there's actually a picture somewhere around here of the kid. I'll hand it to you in a second. She does these sculptures. So this one has like what looks like maybe a goat head or possibly a dog head, like a skull. But then it's a torso with no arms, big boobs, and it's cut off just underneath Australia. It's sitting up on a pedestal, and the daughter's, like, reaching up for it. So he's like, she is worse. She's a sex addict. And by the way, she turned in all his, I guess when they first started dating, they were sending each other nude pictures. And she took every nude picture he ever sent her and gave it to her lawyer. Just putting it out there. He's like, where are all your nudes? Where's the ones that you sent me saying, respond in kind?
Uh-huh.
So,
well, why would she give her own lawyer that? That's what he's saying. He's saying, right. Why didn't you give those
to you? If you're going to put all mine out there, but you're not going to put out the ones where you did it.
All right.
So Sonny claims that Jeremy has substance abuse issues and is often under the influence when he has their daughter. And once he supposedly left cocaine on a bathroom counter where Ava could reach it.
Cocaine.
Yeah. Sonny says that about a year ago, Jeremy was at a club high on booze and coke. And he told a friend he was thinking about killing Sonny because he couldn't deal with her anymore. She heard about this. She says the nanny once overheard him say he was going to drive to Sonny's house and kill her and then himself because it was better that Ava had no parents than to have Sonny as a mother.
Where do we know where he met her?
I don't know. She's Canadian, an actress of some sort and a model.
Oh, she's very pretty.
Yeah.
Jeremy, she says, this is another of her allegations. Jeremy once put a gun in his mouth and threatened to kill himself and then fired a bullet into the ceiling while Ava was asleep in her bedroom. He then said, it's Sonny who has substance abuse issues, and this is just a cash grab. He also claims she's bitter because their relationship didn't work out. He says after they got married in 2014, she bragged to her friends that she had, quote, bagged an Avenger, and she wanted to introduce her friends to his co-star so that they could bag one, too.
Oh, wow. Vinny, so they met on the set of Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol.
Oh.
So she's in the business in some way, shape, or form.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, she's quite an artist. I mean, I am looking at this torso. It's very anatomically correct. Maybe she does some modeling. I mean, makes models for.
Oh.
I don't know. Basically, he says, you've tried to humiliate me by sending my nudes to their. Oh, she didn't just send them to her lawyer, to the custody evaluator. He sent the nudes.
Oh.
And her obsession with sex makes him question whether she's fit to parent their six-year-old.
He didn't question that when she was giving him a lot of sex, though, did he?
No.
Because as you keep saying that sex addiction, I'm like, man, I'd love to be worn out. I mean, I like what
you
I have,
be
but
married to
it'd be nice to be worn out once in a while, wouldn't it? Yuzi?
Yes.
They exchanged nude photos while they were married. He says over the course of their custody battle, she submitted uncensored pictures of his genitals to their lawyer and the evaluator. For no other purpose than to cause me extreme embarrassment. He says she failed to mention to the evaluator that she sent nudes to him first. Conveniently failed to send her nudes to the evaluator, threatened to sell the pictures of him to the media. They say, let's see, the docs say Sonny is obsessed with Jeremy's sex life and the sex lives of those in his orbit, including some of his nannies. She tracked down racy internet photos of the nanny, sent those to the evaluator.
Jesus!
He says that Sonny Pacheco is sex obsessed, and it's expressed in her sculptures, which he calls sexually explicit and disturbing. It is kind of disturbing. The thing's got like a... I don't even know what kind of animal that is. Maybe you'll know when I give it to you. Looks like a dog head. And basically, there are several examples of this that were sent with the legal documents, including one where the daughter, Ava, is staring and reaching up at this sculpture. He says he's deeply concerned that Sonny is exposing Ava to such dark graphic sexual material on a daily basis. They have had a pretty nasty history. She filed for divorce in December of 2014 after being married for only 10 months, and there have been multiple child support issues. Last month, she filed for sole custody. Here's a photo of one of the sculptures, which they've weirdly... sculpture, but they feel like they got to put the little black bars over it. And speaking of, what do you think that animal is up there?
My first thought was, you know those old cow skulls with the horns? It doesn't have the horns, but it looks like a...
Right, so I was thinking maybe like a goat or llama? I don't know, a llama skull? I don't know.
Is that a horse you just played?
It's not a horse. It doesn't look like a horse. I don't know.
I said cow, but all right.
Farmyard animals, man. Old McDonald. Nay, nay here. Nay, nay there.
It's kind of scary looking, though.
Yeah, it's super freaky.
Well.
The body's hot, though. Skinny. Speaking of superheroes.
Oh, we're done with Renner?
We can be. If you've got more to say, I'm not trying to rush us.
He doesn't strike me as someone like that, but I can no longer be trusted. With my opinions on things after Tiger Woods.
Tiger's the one who changed it. I was like, oh, I don't know anything about anyone. Cosby? What?
Cosby's another one.
Oh. Matt Lauer? Oh my gosh.
Oh my God! What's happening? Ugh. I'm a terrible judge of humans. The new Catwoman has been announced.
Oh yeah.
And she will be played by Zoe Kravitz.
Nice.
That is the daughter of Lisa Bonet and Lenny Kravitz. She looks exactly like Lisa Bonet. She was great on Big Little Lies. Mm-hmm. She is going to be starring alongside Robert Pattinson in The Batman.
I feel like she was herself in Big Little Lies, though. So it'll be interesting to see, because I haven't really seen her work. Other than a beer commercial and Big Little Lies. What has she done?
I don't know. She licks her hand and cleans her face with it, and so she's good at that.
You're doing pretty good.
She can be a good Catwoman. So this movie apparently takes place in the early years of Batman. It's Batman in detective mode. They say in the comic books, he was a detective.
Oh.
Like, he was the world's greatest detective. Like, he would, as Bruce Wayne, I guess, be out there sort of trying to figure out who was the culprit and solve these crimes, so it's going to be more like that. Director Matt Reeves says, here's the quote, "It's more Batman in his detective mode than we've seen in the films. The comics gave a history of that. Bruce Wayne is supposed to be the world's greatest detective." So Zoe will be, they're saying, the third Catwoman of color. Eartha Kitt was Catwoman in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And Halle Berry in the standalone Catwoman movie in 2004.
I don't.
So Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz had roles in X-Men, First Class, the Divergent series. Mad Max.
Divergent.
Mad Max. Okay.
Fury Road.
I saw her in that.
I don't remember her in that.
She did some stuff in Harry Potter.
Mm.
She did?
So maybe, I don't know if they were minor roles.
Little girl. She must have been little, right?
How old is she? She's 30.
Well, those movies were longer ago than you think. Mm. Can't remember when the first one came out, but early 2000s? Something like that?
Yeah.
Van Halen. We've been speculating about them a lot. Lately, as David Lee Roth's been like, I wrote every note of that, everything. Every word, every note, every...
I
put the stripes on the guy's guitar. I'm not kidding, he said that. TMZ is saying Eddie has cancer again. He's supposedly been flying to Germany for several years to have cells scraped out of his throat. In 2000, he had, let's see, I think a third of his tongue removed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was declared cancer-free in 2002. In 2015, he suggested he thought guitar picks could have been responsible. Did you see this?
Yeah. So here's, he said he got the cancer on his tongue in the exact spot where the pick sits when he sucks on these things. Right.
Because he would put the pick in his mouth when he would finger bang, which is, you know, the hammer on, hammer off.
Well done.
Thank you. And the picks he used were brass and copper.
Right.
And he says that could, like, that's exactly where the cancer showed up.
And then a doctor said, you also chain smoke and abuse drugs and alcohol to the extreme.
He admits that here. He says, my lungs are totally clear right now. He's saying it's in his throat. Supposedly cancer.
His lungs are clear of cancer, you mean?
Well, the quote is simply, my lungs are totally clear.
Of cancer.
That's not here.
He's been a chain smoker his whole life. You know, I love Van Halen, and I love Eddie Van Halen and what he's contributed to the world of music. But he's someone who, unfortunately, is going to pay for the abuse he's done to his body.
Well, right.
And there are
pictures.
If you look up pictures, there are pictures where he's got no teeth.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, clearly he's locked himself in a studio for years
on end. Like, hip and back stuff, too, and all kinds
of stuff,
I think he had hip replacement.
He's saying the cancer cells have migrated to his throat over the past 5 years, and he flies to Germany to have them scraped out. And for the most part, it keeps the cancer in check. I
heard he was just doing chemo, too. Like, it keeps him alive.
Think, right?
That's what my aunt was doing, and it kept her alive until it didn't. Like, there's side effects to chemo
over
a long period of time. Your feet start to
change. Well, you're killing yourself to kill the cancer.
Right. So that can't go on
indefinitely. Right. What's coming up?
Is it okay to take your shoes off in an airplane?
No.
And, well, hold on. I didn't answer you. It's not. And more.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:34. It's finally getting light outside. Damn. I'm actually, I don't mind the fallback thing, you know, because you get the extra hour. But man, it's just hard when it's so dark for so long.
In the morning, you mean?
In the morning, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard on the other end for me to get in bed when it's broad daylight.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Come on.
I don't mind that at all. I like those long summer days. Light at 5:30 in the morning.
Why? You don't get to use them.
Thank you.
You're climbing
on the
weekend. Oh, okay.
You know, stay outside. It's 9 o'clock. It's still light out. What? Oh my God, so fun. Woo! It's like the day won't end. Yay! All right, anyway, you can watch this show. Hi. You can see me in my parka. You know, it's winter now, so I got to put that on. I never wear it except in the winter. Go to Looking Glass at radioalice.com/watch. That link takes you directly there.
And if you watch, you'll see that was her being funny. She wears it every single day.
Oh, you're crazy.
All day.
Never wear
every
it.
Day.
Yuzi has hers on,
I
too.
Have mine on today. I haven't worn it in like a month,
we're a Black
Parka
though. Crew.
Yeah.
It was freezing this morning. So
a little
glad
chilly.
I had it.
It's going to be cooler this week.
It's like, oh my God, it's 45 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Organic Koo.
Oh.
Did you know when you eat certified organic salad at the Koo, there are no toxic pesticides or chemicals and no Roundup?
Mm.
What's in your salad? Unless it's from Organic Koo, you probably don't know.
And you might not know this. They're going to do the breakfast for us at our Winchester Mystery House October 31st Halloween broadcast.
Yay!
Get there while it lasts, everybody.
Sorry, I was too late with the clapping.
It's okay. Shoot. Don't worry about it.
All right. Here's what's happening. So there are Democratic debates tonight, 8 o'clock, 5 o'clock on
our
your
time.
TV here, yeah.
How many people?
They say a lot, actually.
Oh. The full field?
12.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of them.
Yeah.
I don't have the number right in front of me, but as I read the story, I was like, oh, here we go. 12 candidates. Tulsi Gabbard? I actually like her. Tom Steyer, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is going to be there.
Mm.
He's cooked, right? You can't have a heart attack when you're running.
Yeah.
All right. Well, whatever. Joe Biden.
Both drop out.
Elizabeth Warren. Oh, you know what's weird? For 1 minute, I saw Elizabeth Warren being done on SNL.
Mm.
And I was like, I wonder if that's her. Are they like, you know, I mean, are they nailing it or are they just...
It's Kate McKinnon who does
it,
right?
Dramatizing it to the point of ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure, you know, look, it's all set up over there.
Look, there are debates tonight. Have fun.
Yay!
If you're into that.
Yep. Some people are. I've given it all up for Lent, forever Lent.
Well, you know, you want to be into it, and then you realize it's gotten to the point where it's so everywhere, it's no thanks.
And beyond everywhere, it's just like pitting everybody against, you know what I like? People.
Hostility.
I like all people. I'm just, you know, I can't continue to eat the news the way I used to.
People, if you're alive today, well, I guess I know we're being heard in other places thanks to radio.com. But if you're here in the Bay Area... And beyond, a little bit beyond, you were part of the largest planned power shut off in state history.
Mm.
How's it feel?
Lucky. I feel lucky too.
State regulators are now saying, oh no, oh, you know, I mean, because we were told, and we'll do it again.
Anytime we want.
Right.
State
regulators are saying, no, you will not. You are going to have to make some changes to these planned power turnoffs.
Yeah.
They want power restored within 12 hours. They want to minimize the scale of future outages. And they want better communication from the utility to the public.
Yeah, and by that they mean get rid of that snarky spokeswoman you got and get someone who actually seems empathetic. God!
Well, and your website shouldn't be crashing the whole time it's happening.
Oh.
Not that I imagine. I don't know what people hope to get from the website.
Information?
Well, I mean, they...
How long is this going to happen?
Yeah, is my area going to go out?
Right.
What do I... I'm sorry, I didn't listen to the news. What do I need to do?
Right. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
I felt like I had all the information they were putting out there, and I still didn't know if I was going to be turned off. Mm. And even then, it was like, wait, so it's not noon? Okay, it's 5. Okay, it's not 5, it's 8. Mm. Okay, it's not 8. 10 o'clock! That's when it went. So sometimes information's useless anyway.
It's nice that we all had to get prepared.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess.
Sure. A woman in Florida named Catherine Strang lost her 2-year-old dog, Duchess, back in 07.
Oh, God.
I want to like you, but you're from Florida and you have a dog named Duchess.
What's wrong with Duchess?
It's pompous.
It is.
Duchess?
I knew a dog named Duchess when I was growing up.
I knew a dog named Duke.
Duchess.
She was a pit bull. She was great.
A pit bull named Duchess?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good dog, and then someone stole her.
Oh, it is so weird.
Is that what happened to this dog?
Oh.
Back in 07, Duchess disappeared when her 12-year-old son left the door open.
Uh-oh.
They never saw her again.
She just ran away.
The dog had a microchip, though, and even after a decade, Catherine kept paying the $15 yearly fee to keep the microchip activated just in case. She says paying for it each year meant she didn't have to give up hope. And that alone was worth the $15. She never expected to see Duchess again, though.
Well, Duchess was 2 when it left in 07. The thing's 14 years old now.
Last week, the dog finally resurfaced in Pittsburgh, more than 1,000 miles from where she went missing. Someone found her hiding under a shed outside in the cold. They brought her to a shelter where one of the workers scanned the microchip, and Catherine spent 2 days driving from Florida to Pittsburgh to be reunited with Duchess.
Did the dog recognize her?
12 years Probably. After she went missing.
It's an old-ass dog now. What kind of dog? Just a mutt?
Yeah, she's a black and white dog. She looks old and hungry,
doggy.
Sort of beaten down. Here, I'll give you a picture.
All beaten down. That's so sad.
That is crazy.
Hiding under a shed.
She can't have been... Someone must have taken her.
And had her for however long, abandoned her.
Right, well, you never know.
Steal a dog, it's your responsibility.
If she's prone to run away...
Right. Right.
Oh! That's not how I pictured Duchess at all.
What does she look like, Vinny?
She's cute as a butt. She looks like a chihuahua.
Adorable.
Well,
yeah.
She's a tiny little thing. Oh, she's so old. Look at her.
I know, and she just looks a little scraggly.
She does look like a little chihuahua mix, but she almost has like, you know, those sheepdog markings. Like the,
yeah.
She's really cute. Little tiny, mostly white, big black patch on her back. So I'll hold it up for the camera. Look at the sweetness in the eyes. She's like, I don't even know where I was going. I ran out of the house. My name is Duchess.
I'm a chip.
12 years I've been looking for my family.
I never understand that. A dog that's getting all its food and love and has a house.
Squirrel!
A great place to live. Yeah. And it runs away.
Well, just their nature.
I wonder if it ran away and somebody found it shaking like a chihuahua. Somewhere. Oh my God, what a cute dog. Took it, moved.
Right. Whoa. That's a voice from out of nowhere.
Hi, human.
I know, and he hates dogs.
Well, you know what's funny? Now that we broke the seal, I actually was thinking Duchess sounds like a dog his ex-girlfriend would have.
Right.
Oh.
Like, that's who I thought of.
Mm. These are two Rottweilers, Duke and Duchess.
Snuffleupagus with a dog named Duchess.
Also, Prince and Princess are my cats.
And
my parakeets are King George and Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, look, someone's knocking. Hide in the closet, young man.
I can't let them see you in here. What was that all about? I asked you before the break. Yes.
Is it okay to take your shoes off on an airplane?
And we all knew the answer. Is there some change in...
One of the funny things about our boss... currently flies a lot and often Instagrams his travel and it's fun because he actually does really cool things, except that he often also takes pictures of people who've pulled their feet out of their shoes on a plane, and he's like, no.
No,
it clearly is the thing that gets him is that the shoes off in the airport.
Yeah.
A survey on airplane etiquette asked people whether different things are acceptable or not. Is it okay to stand right next to the gate before your group gets called to board? 75% said no. You're in the way.
I don't care if people do that or not. Whatever.
Well, we don't fly enough for it to bother us.
I feel like it's a scrum getting on that plane anyway. I don't care. That's why I like to fly first class. I'd be like, get out of my way.
Let me ask you this.
Get out of my way, you peasants, you commoners.
Let me ask you a question, because I just encountered this. So I was on Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
I was running late. It wasn't entirely my fault. This was when I went to pick up my mom. Mm-hmm. I'm getting on the plane late, but getting on. Everyone's been seated. But now I'm like, all right. And I walk onto the plane, and there's just three seats in. There's a seat open in the middle. And I go, hey, can I sit here? And the girl, without skipping a beat, goes, no, this is reserved. And I'm like, oh. And so I walk by and I get the next one that's open. And the lady goes, oh, of course. And 2 minutes later, I realize there's no one else getting on this plane. It's not reserved. That girl just shined me hard and didn't skip. Like, she must fly all the time to have had that.
No, this one's reserved.
She had it. Like, just ready to go.
Well, you know.
She probably told that to 10 other people walking by.
Maybe.
Well, people don't like to confront other people, too. Sometimes someone will go, no, it isn't, and just sit down.
Well, I was...
But most people go, all right.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think. I wasn't ready. I would love to have gone, no, it's not.
Right.
You don't get to keep that seat saved.
But she did.
She did get
She was psyched,
saved,
too.
Because I wasn't quick enough on the draw.
And I'm sure the person who was in the, you know, not in the middle seat was like, oh, you are the best.
Great job, lady.
Cheers. Nice
work. Let's just put all our crap here. I'm going to buy you a drink. Do they sell drinks on Southwest?
I don't know. I don't fly Southwest.
Is it okay to say hi to the person next to you when you sit down?
Sure.
89% said yes.
Yeah, say hi, and then please stop talking. Sometimes the conversation will come up naturally, but these jawbones that stop it.
It's a shared experience. So what's
share
your name?
Share it with the person on the other. No.
What do you
no.
do?
Mm-mm.
Radio, that sounds fun.
No, I would never.
Tell me all
I would
about
never
it.
Admit that. Holy crap. I'm like, I'm in sales. It's boring. Oh my God. I can't stand that. I'm like, I'm reading a book. That's what I'm doing.
And so what's your show
and
about?
Then, oh my God. Have you ever had like your earbuds in and you're listening to something or you do, you know, whatever, trying to, and then tap, tap, tap. Hey, what about blah, 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 blah? I'm like, what?
What now? God, I'm a bitch, but I don't care. It is who I am, and I gotta be me.
62% of people say it is not okay to take your shoes off on a plane. Not okay.
Only? Did you say only 62?
62%.
That's not enough people.
Well, there's plenty of people who do it, right. So there's clearly
they're the other 38%.
A percentage thinks right. This is where I loosen up. This is where I relax.
Yeah. Mm.
This is where I let my feet breathe.
Yeah.
Enjoy,
breathe
everyone.
Breathe it in, everyone.
Is it okay to recline your seat?
Yeah.
40% said no.
That's
it's unacceptable.
Ridiculous. You have
why?
To be able to recline your
what
seat.
What is there for?
Basically, the thing inclined forward when you get in it. You're like, oh, God, I can't wait to just put it upright.
It's terrible, though. You drop your seat right onto another person.
Yeah, that's designed so that the tray stays right there. They're fine. Please. Just shut up already. At least I kept my
so
shoes on.
Hostile.
I am.
To you.
God, I hate traveling.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't.
I like going places. I hate getting there.
I think everyone does.
Yeah.
Standing in the aisle as soon as the plane lands. 85% say no. That is not okay. Except that's what everyone does on every plane ever.
You gotta
in
get
the history
your,
of
get
planes.
Your stuff yeah. out. Plus, you've been sitting so long. You want to stand up.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's the mad dash to get on, the mad dash to get off. Mm-hmm. Can't really control that. We're humans. We want out of there.
There's a 26-year-old woman named Lin Su Ting from Taiwan, and she was on vacation in the Philippines last week with her boyfriend. She went out onto the beach in a tiny bikini, and when I say tiny...
I can't wait to see this. This is like the tiniest bikini ever.
Tiny.
Is it just like a little pom-pom over each boobie, and oh my God, she could make that. Oh my God.
Look at the bottom. It truly just
oh my God. She's
covers
actually,
the line.
And it honestly, it just, it's like she just shaved 3 days ago. I mean, it's fully there. That is, oh my God, people, what is
she wore the smallest possible bikini.
Can I even show this to the camera?
Let me see. Let me take a look.
The hotel staff said, please don't wear that anymore. But she did it anyway. She wore it again. And that's when they called the cops.
That is pretty little. I mean, the parts are covered. Put it up to the camera. The parts are covered.
She was arrested for lewdness.
The parts aren't covered. The fact that I can see the shave area, I mean, that, come on. Oh, Jesus, what have I done? I just hit something. Oh, boy. I don't know what I did. I'm sorry. I touched something. It went bananas on me.
That is.
And I'll tell you, that looks like one of those bikinis where you can spread the you know how on where your boob cup is?
Yeah.
You can make it smaller, narrower, right. You can mm-hmm. wind it out and have a full cup. It looks like it does the same thing on the bottom, and she says, well, as long as I cut through the line, I mean.
That is the teeniest bikini I've ever seen.
Well, she was arrested.
Good.
Just so you guys know. Yeah, well, the hotel said, please don't wear that again. It's too small.
Where was this been?
This was in the Philippines.
Oh, wow. Or at least go get a good wax job, for God's sake. Jesus.
I like a little natural.
That's not natural. That's 3 days. She shaved right before she went on vacation. She's got 3 days of beard going.
She wants people to know.
I guess
you're seeing the stuff you shouldn't see.
Oh, boy. The crack.
The thing you touched was texting. I was texting with the missus, and I said, did you feel the earthquake? She said, yeah, it was the first thing that woke me up. Huh. The kid woke her up after that.
The first thing is always the second thing.
But she said it was super loud. I'm surprised no one woke.
Mm.
Was it loud?
It was. I could hear it. It was a decent and long. You were in Concord, huh, Alex?
Yeah, it was pretty heavy. It was strong, but I don't remember it being too loud. It did wake me up, though. Mm. I had a couple pictures fall down.
Oh, boy. Well, you were really close to it.
I mean, I was about a couple miles away or something.
Right. Crazy, though. Yeah, I woke up, and I forgot all about it and went back to sleep. Mm-hmm.
Did she say what Isla said?
No. No one else woke up.
Oh.
The baby woke up after that, but that was a different... I think my binky fell out or something.
I need attention!
Right.
I'm alone! Get in here! What are you doing?
Actually, now that I think about it, the missus, I saw her on the little camera searching the floor for the binky.
Oh my God, hilarious.
Because that is what...
Were you like, to the right?
No, I couldn't see it, but I did look around the kitchen to see if I could find one to bring them, and I couldn't.
Mm.
And then my alarm went off, the you need to leave now went off, and I had to leave now. Lin Su Ting says that this bikini is a form of art, and it's very normal for us in our country. The tiny thing with the hair showing.
Yeah.
It's normal.
It's just, I mean, you know what? It's not attractive.
It reminded me immediately of somehow going around in the news is about some MSNBC president who was, did you see that story? No. Apparently he was in a meeting with the photos, the actual photographs of Maria Menounos, whatever, from her bikini fail.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call those?
You could call it that.
What did he slip in?
Her whole woman area, like, fell out the
hot,
side
Maria
of
Menounos.
Her swimsuit.
Pretty,
yeah, I think she's really hot.
He's part of Ronan Farrow's new book, apparently.
Oh, he brought in the photos to this meeting.
Meeting and considered that to be appropriate meeting behavior. Man, Ronan Farrow.
Making a name for himself.
Well, I hope that guy's house is super clean. The cleanest house of all times.
Yeah.
Because all the enemies he's making are going to turn on him.
You better never do anything wrong.
And want to have a look.
Glass houses. It reminds me of the kid who held the sign up for the Venmo account, and then the guy went back and found the racist tweets, and then people went back into the reporters thing.
Yeah.
Went, hey, what about you?
How you like it now?
Well, I quit my job, and I'm moving. I'm hiding my head in the sand.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive, though.
Don't do it.
Doesn't it stand to reason Eddie quite likely also held a cigarette in the same spot as his guitar pick?
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, that's just...
That's where he held things.
He's allowed to have theories, so it's fine. It's the guitar pick, not the three packs a day.
I'm sure that's it, Eddie.
A lot of contributing factors. Also, I have no teeth.
I don't really want to see it, but when I keep reading that a third of his tongue has been removed, it makes me wonder, like, how...
Right. Does he talk? I mean, you don't hear him say much ever. Like, I
can't
even remember.
He's in hiding most.
Right. I can't even remember the last time I heard him say something in an interview.
Mm.
Like, years.
Sad.
Well,
I don't have half the tongue.
And even eating.
I can't say any of the words.
Yeah, you don't realize how much you need your tongue until a third of it's gone.
I can't picture it, and I don't want to, but I kind of do.
No, I don't
want
to see it. But did they just cut a hole in it, or is it just like
this guy's an important part of our show? I mean, we got with him.
We didn't ever get with him.
Oh, yes, we did.
Mm. We kissed him a little.
Kissed him and showed him our cans.
That's right.
My guitar player said I should. Like, all right.
So you did. And made out with him.
But it wasn't like I got him.
Oh, you could have.
I didn't do him.
Why did you? All you had to do was.
They're really little back then.
Say yes.
Yeah, I did all I would have. If I was like, I'm not going to be another notch on this guy's belt. That's not what I'm here for.
He's a rock star.
After you made out with him and showed him your cans, that's when you said, I shouldn't be doing this.
Well, I was going to go back to the hotel. I had to drag my girlfriend. Michael Anthony was pulling her in the car. I'm like, get out. Can you not go in with him?
Was it Michael Anthony?
It was.
Oh, I thought it was someone else.
Sammy? No.
It wasn't Sammy.
No.
Oh, good.
I did talk to Sammy for a while, though, that
you
night.
Did?
A little while.
That night?
Mm-hmm.
Did you show him your cans?
Did not.
This is before you ended up becoming good friends here.
We're like barely acquaintances. Uh-huh. Believe me, that guy does not count me among his
friends. What
did you friends.
Talk to him about that night? Do you remember?
His hair.
You talked to him about his hair?
Yeah. Like, touching his hair. I put my hands in his hair.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Well, we were using the backstage bathroom, and there was like a little front, like an antechamber. What are those called? Like the little place you walk in first with like a little lounge, like a lounge before you get into the bathroom thing. So my girlfriend Michelle and I were in the bathroom, and we came out, and there's Sammy Hagar and a reporter right there.
And you just
I've told
like,
you this before,
digged into
I?
His hairdo.
I don't remember that part.
No,
though.
I don't remember that part
there
at all.
There was. I feel sure that I have because we were in a magazine article because of it. No, I didn't touch that hair. Oh. Will you stop it?
Well, I don't know.
Everyone was fully clothed.
Uh-huh.
We came out and he's like, hey, ladies, and walked over. Oh, my God, nice to meet you. And I put my hands in his hair. And at the time, I was cutting people's hair because I thought it was amazing. I effed up that girl Michelle's hair hard.
You were a hairstylist
well,
for a minute?
Like, you know how you think you are and you got a pair of kitchen scissors.
No.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
Well, I
never.
I cut a few people's hair, ruined them all. But anyway, so it was an excuse to talk to him. And then in the article that came out in, like, you know, the Worcester Centrum Weekly or something.
Worcester.
There was Sarah and the Blonde. We're in the story.
Funny.
I know, it's funny. I'm like, oh my God, I made the paper.
You were referred to as Sarah?
Yeah, it was because I guess Michelle must have said my name. Sarah and the Blonde.
And the blind Michelle's the Blonde.
Yeah.
And then Sammy.
Sammy, and he was, you know.
But your cans were in for that photo.
Yes, the cans were fully covered. I did not pull out my cans for that one.
Not until Eddie showed up.
Yeah.
Story's the best.
We're going to take a quick break.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.